This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. In 1869, the village of South Haven was incorporated. A celebration to mark the 150th anniversary is being held Friday, May 10th, at Stanley Johnston Park in what is now the city of South Haven. It will include a picnic with free food, entertainment, activities for kids, and history. Tom Renner is a member of South Haven's Sesquicentennial Planning Group. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's go back a little bit before 1869. What were the things that happened leading up to the village of South Haven?
Well, you can go all the way back to 1787, believe it or not. That's the first reference of this area that we can find historically when Native Americans populated the area. And what's really interesting about this is those of our listeners who love the beautiful sunsets on Lake Michigan will be interested, I think, to know the Native Americans back then called this land Nikokong, which meant beautiful sunsets. And this kind of set the stage for what we know to be South Haven, South Haven today. The very first inhabitants who were not Native Americans came to this area in about the 1830s, and the first family that we're aware of were the Monroes, and they came from the Kalamazoo area. Believe it or not, they were married in schoolcraft and made their way to South Haven. But because the land was not yet developed, they moved back inland a bit to Lawrence, Michigan, where they first settled. But then later in the 1860s, came back to the city or the village of South Haven. As you said, we were incorporated on May 10th of 1869, and that is the reason we've picked May 10th for this kickoff event for the Sesquicentennial. The interesting thing, as I've been researching this, I built a timeline that we have on our Sesquicentennial website, the many, many connections between South Haven and Kalamazoo. I know nowadays the trip on M43 to South Haven is a favorite one, especially in the summer months for a lot of our friends in the Kalamazoo area. But that history between South Haven and Kalamazoo goes way, way back. Matter of fact, the year that we became a village, construction was started on a railroad between Kalamazoo and South Haven, and it finally had all the tracks laid and was operational in 1871 and supplied many of the commercial wood products in particular to Kalamazoo area industries. We've enjoyed the connection between South Haven and Kalamazoo. A highlight I found, for example, in 1910, they had what they called the Great Auto Race, and it was a race of cars. 25 of them started, 18 of them finished between Kalamazoo and South Haven. I'm guessing that was quite the bumpy road. It took 2 hours and 17 minutes to make that trip. So a lot has changed, but a lot is very, very constant in the development of this community.
What are some highlights along the way of South Haven going from a village to a city as it did in the early 1900s?
Well, it's interesting to note, you know, the shipbuilding was a very big enterprise in the South Haven area. It became first the construction of wind-sailed schooners that made their way across Lake Michigan between Chicago, Milwaukee to South Haven. It evolved then into the construction of steamerships, and that really resulted in the resort heyday for South Haven, as the steamers, notably the city of South Haven and the Eastland, made their trips back and forth between Chicago and South Haven. One summer alone, history notes that about 160,000 passengers boarded those steamers for the daily trip between Chicago and South Haven. It's kind of fun. That two-way trip cost 50 cents to accomplish. And many, many of the people coming here were coming for their summer vacations. South Haven was known back in the early 1900s as the Catskills of the Midwest. marking the Jewish resort era, as it's called, and the many, many resorts on the north side in particular of South Haven. As a matter of fact, in 1902, it was noted that South Haven had as many as 215 resorts that were servicing the many, many people who would come here, many across the course of the lake, as I said, in the steamers.
So South Haven's proximity to Lake Michigan has been an important part of its history in terms of tourism, in terms of commerce, and certainly in terms of becoming the Catskills of the Midwest.
It certainly was. And as that era kind of changed because of the construction of highways, first of all, in the 1930s, the highway system, the main highway that came through South Haven, Blue Star Memorial Highway, and then in the 1960s, the interstate system, really changed a lot of the ways that people got around. And so the steamer era started to disappear. And the last passenger steamers to come into South Haven were in the early 1940s. By that time, we continued to be an industrial Great Lakes freighter destination, but the major part of the lake and the river was now focused on commercial fishing. And that era continued well into the 1970s when commercial fishing was jeopardized, for a whole variety of reasons. And Lake Michigan was not a very, very popular fishing waterway, so to speak. But then in the 1970s, they started planning a fish that was not known to Michigan people, but became very, very popular to this day, the coho salmon. And from commercial fishing now, South Haven has evolved into a great recreational port. We have approximately 1,500 boats that are docked along the riversides in the summer months, and that now is really what is driving the waterways activity for our community.
There is a certain amount of tragedy associated with Lake Michigan and boating. For instance, the Eastland was leaving from Chicago to come to South Haven when it had a horrible accident and several people died. There's also been a couple others, correct, near or perhaps on the way to South Haven?
There have. Of course, the Eastland is noted because the fact that it's over 800 passengers died in that tragedy, and actually more passengers perished in that accident than on the Titanic, if you can believe that. And it was really a shock to this community, because many of the people that would come here on those steamers were well known to the residents of the community. There have been many other fishing boat accidents during the course of history, with a lot of fishermen perishing on Lake Michigan. And maybe it's not a boating accident, but if you look to 1950, a commercial airline en route to Midway Airport in Chicago perished in Lake Michigan. And to this day, that airplane has not been found, as it rests on the bottom of Lake Michigan somewhere between South Haven and St. Joe.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. I'm talking with Tom Renner, a member of South Haven's Sesquicentennial Planning Group. A celebration is scheduled for Friday, May 10th in Stanley Johnston Park to mark the 150th anniversary of South Haven's incorporation as a village. You mentioned earlier that idea of some of the connection between Kalamazoo and South Haven. The shipping industry also has something to do with that as well, correct?
It certainly did. The paper mills in Kalamazoo were very reliant on the shipping industry in South Haven, both to receiving raw product as well as shipping back the finished paper products that were being manufactured in Kalamazoo. Again, because the highway system wasn't developed, the most efficient way to get goods to this area and from this area was by ship. You know, millions and millions of pounds of fresh fruits, for example, the apples, peaches, the blueberries, the pears, were shipped out of this port to Chicago, Milwaukee, and other destinations. Much of that fruit came not only from orchards in the South Haven area, but throughout Van Buren and Allegan and Kalamazoo counties.
How important is the agriculture industry to South Haven's development?
Very, very important. It's interesting. We're now called the blueberry capital of the world. The soil and weather conditions around the lakeshore just really very conducive to the growth of blueberries. And what's interesting to me, I was looking back at a newspaper ad in the early 1900s, and South Haven was heralding itself as the pear-growing capital of the world. Apparently, pear is very much important to the agricultural history of the community. And then until late 1950s, South Haven's peaches were world-renowned in production, and South Haven would hold a peach festival every summer. Of course, now we celebrate the National Blueberry Festival in July. Some very, very famous people grew up in South Haven who have contributed to the history of horticulture. Liberty Hyde Bailey, a famous horticulturist, a graduate of Michigan State University. His home now here in South Haven is a museum. Our Northside Park, where we'll be having our big picnic next Friday, is called Johnston Park in honor of Stanley Johnston, who was credited with developing the Haven variety of peaches through the Michigan State Horticultural Station, which was located in South Haven. At one time, Professor Johnston had over 2,000 peach trees planted on that farm, and ultimately developing into these very world-famous now Haven variety of peaches.
So people may remember that a couple years ago, James McLuhan was awarded the Medal of Honor for his service in Vietnam, saving other soldiers while he was injured himself during a hellacious firefight. However, James McLuhan is not the only recipient of the Medal of Honor to come from South Haven. Tell us about a couple of the others.
We've had three Medal of Honor recipients, one from the Civil War, one from the Korean War, and most recently Jim McLuhan from the Vietnam War.
Sergeant William H. Wilcox was awarded the Medal of Honor for gallantry during the Civil War.
Then Dwayne Dewey was also honored with that presentation for his heroic actions during the Korean War. And then Jim McLuhan from his work as a medic during the Vietnam War. We have great fondness for Jim McLuhan. He's a longtime teacher and coach here in the South Haven school system, and beautiful voice. We've heard him sing at our Memorial Day services and activities like that. And he's represented our community so very, very well since he's received that award, traveling across the country, bringing into focus the sacrifices of service people for our country, in his case, in the Vietnam War.
Tom, I hope you don't mind me giving away a little bit here about perhaps your age, but you've been involved in a lot of planning for celebrating South Haven's anniversaries over the years. Just from your perspective, how has this area sort of grown up?
Well, we moved here as newlyweds in 1965, and I was privileged to serve on the centennial group in 1969, and we were still very much learning about South Haven at that time. But, you know, South Haven has indeed evolved, and when we moved here, the industrial dimensions of the community and the waterfront were going away. There was a period of time where the question is, what's going to happen to South Haven now without the foundries and without the freighters and that sort of thing moving in? Well, the explosion of recreational boating, especially fishing, has really changed the harbor of South Haven. Tremendous marinas. As I said, about 1,500 boats that are docked here during the summer months. Also becoming a very popular tourist destination. We've got an outstanding group working at our Visitors Bureau and our Chamber of Commerce promoting the community, and it's resulted in a lot of exciting things, especially during the summer months. We have a full-time population of about 4,400 in the city right now, but we probably hit 20 to 25,000 people during the summer months. It's changed the housing landscape a bit for the community, where There are a lot, especially along the lake shore and in the neighborhoods close to the lake shore, there are a lot of second homes for people, and the summer rental business is really flourishing. So there's just a lot of debate here, as there are in other communities, regarding affordable housing, jobs, all of the sort of things that the communities not necessarily fortunate to be snugging Lake Michigan like we do are debating at this time.
Tom Renner is a member of South Haven's Sesquicentennial Planning Group. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
A celebration of the 150th anniversary of South Haven's incorporation as a village is being held Friday, May 10th at Stanley Johnston Park in the city of South Haven. Links with more details can be found at WMUK.org. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. You can also find it at WMUK.org and through the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.